probably in Idaho.
I think that you were, because I was thinking about coming and visiting you.
Like, yes. Okay.
Probably what I should have done. But
for sure. Idaho is where people go to get away from this shit. That's like, a lie. That's not true.
Go to Idaho.
Don't
remember.
Stay away from Idaho. Book, nobody wants you in Idaho.
So we went hiking and we were trying to find the trail to the waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were entering into the trail, I was like looking for signs. I mean, I've never been to this place before. That's far away from home, which I mean, that was just like a whole nother issue in and of itself. But regardless, I was looking at the signs and I'm thinking, I feel like we should go this way because it says waterfall that way.
Like there's a direct sign pointing you where the waterfall is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Either that or it was like some word on there that correlated with the map that I saw earlier that had the same word next to the waterfall. And I was like, it's probably where we should go. And he was like, well, I feel like it's this way. And I'm like, okay.
Which was the opposite way of where you should go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, maybe he would argue with me about that as far as like which direction we should have gone. But I know I was like, I feel like it's that way. And then we ended up going right. So we went on this trail and the whole time he's getting antsy. He was like, I hear it. I hear the waterfall. I was like, I know, Jack. I hear the waterfall too. But we're on this trail, and it's very specifically outlined to go in one direction, and it is away from the waterfall. And we're passing the waterfall.
The waterfall.
So, like, what's going on?
What do you want to do? Yeah.
Do you want to go back the other way, or do you, like, what?
Did you feel at that point that, like, you couldn't tell him, like, hey, stop. I really, really think we should go the other way. Were you kind of just like, it's a fun day together. Like, let's keep on doing whatever he wants until he wants to turn around.
Yeah, both. Yeah.
Okay.
And I also, I'd never been there before. I didn't know.
Right.
And so, but like my instincts were just like, it's the other way, man. Like the waterfall is literally, we can hear it. It's not the way we're going. It's backwards.
Right.
And it probably has something to do with the song that I saw earlier. I'll just like tuck that in the back of my noggin for later because... Whatever.
Yeah.
And anyway, and so he's just like doing his like spidey instincts and his head's going every which direction. And so he was just like doing a beeline for the waterfall. He's like, I hear it. It's this way. And so he just like goes through brush to get there. And I'm thinking, I don't want to do this. I feel like it's a safe bet to just go backwards and work our way. And so he was like, it's there. I know it is. And I was like, yes, that is evident. I know it's there too. Anyway, so we finally go backwards because he...
So
like,
he turns around and you go back to the actual waterfall.
We go backwards to like where we came from. And then we're like, okay, well the waterfall is there. And there's like the river leading up to the waterfall.
Oh,
and
God.
So I'm just thinking, I mean, what do I have to lose? I'm just gonna walk on all these rocks. I'm just gonna like go in this water. And he was like, I didn't bring my water shoes. And I'm like, I don't think that I'm even wearing water shoes, but like, I just wanna be at this place so you're gonna shut the fuck up about it, to be quite honest. So we're on the way to the waterfall and he's like, he's being a good sport. Like he was like, yeah, I have other shoes in the car. Like,
was he wearing like tennis shoes? Like yeah, his was, good like Nikes? Or-
so he eventually follows me. He's like still unsure, but he does anyway. And then we ended up at the top of the waterfall. These two teenage kids come down from this hill. And Jack looks up at them and is like, where'd they come from? And I'm like, well, they came from right fucking there. And they were like, and she was like, there's no trail. And I was like, well, yeah, there's no trail because we're not supposed to come down from there.
And time out, you also went through the sticks the other way and got some ticks on your body before you decided to turn around and go to the right spot.
Yeah, exactly.
So don't talk shit about the kids that did the same fucking thing that you just did.
And some of them get dumb and
just cut that out.
He was like, I know there's a trail up here. Those two kids came down from it. There's a trail. And I'm following behind him, and I'm like, there's no trail here. And he was like, I know there's a trail. There's something. And I was like, just tell me where to go. And he looks back at me, and he was like, why are you frustrated? And I said, because you won't make a decision. And this is not a trail. I know there's a trail here. And then he, like, finds his way back up by going through all of this brush.
So you followed him up through the brush?
I did not. I stood there. And I was like, I'm not freaking moving.
Okay, so then what happened?
You show me that there's a trail up there. I'm going to wait here while you, like, maneuver through all of this deadly-ass shit. And I'll hopefully see you at the top if you get there alive.
Stop.
And he does. And he was like, all right, I'm waiting for you.
So you went the other way?
No, I didn't go. I just waited for him to, like, go up
actually get all the way up there?
Yeah, before I started to follow him. And he was like, this isn't the right way. And then go back the other way. But, like, looking back, that was the very first moment where I was like, I don't like this about you. And then in that moment, I was trying to justify, like, well, I mean, there were some good qualities there. But, like, literally all that I felt was frustration. He could not make a decision. He always thought his way was the right way. He was never willing to see mine. Even going through the rivery water, he didn't have water shoes. He was reluctant to do that when I was just like, literally, this is the one thing that is guaranteed to lead you to the waterfall and you're not going to follow me down it, even though you're the one that wants to fucking go there in the first place.
Yep.
Like, I just remember that whole trip. Maybe not the whole trip. But, like, that for, like, a solid 40 minutes was, I was so frustrated. And I'm like, I just started dating you.
Like, and this is, like, your first, like, excursion together.
And I am mad. And I am mad to where I'm just going to sit here and watch you fail. Mm-hmm. Instead of, like, everything that you should be doing in a relationship as far as love and support goes. Like, you should be like, you know what, babe, what about if we, like, go this way? Or are you sure we should be going that way?
Working together.
Right. Like, there was none of that. There was no working together. There was my way or the highway. It was just so negative. Mm-hmm. And, like, my brain sensed it, my body sensed it, and that's why I didn't freaking move. And I was like, I'm just gonna wait until you figure this out so I don't have to deal with it anymore. That was my attitude. And guess what? That was the entire emotion through our entire... That was the first moment, Emily. Holy mm-hmm. crap. That was the first moment.
And then that how was long?
Day one that I said, yeah, sure, I'll do this with you.
Mm-hmm. And then how long was the ride? So you had to get in the car, right?
Yes.
And have a drive back home?
Uber, please. 2 hours.
Oh, I'm like, what is wrong with you two? Okay, but that's my point. So, like, you're super frustrated. This is a joke. You're annoyed. You're so outdoorsy. You hike. You do all of this stuff constantly. And you're like, wow, that was super annoying. And it could have been way more fun than it was.
Yeah.
So then you get in the car together and have a 2-hour drive home. And how was the drive home? Fine?
Okay, to like answer your question, but also add to it, I will say, once we got back onto the trail, follow back down, when we're leaving, I say, oh, okay, this is actually the way to the waterfall, by the way. And so we go that direction. It leads us downstairs. We end up at the waterfall. We have a great time at the waterfall.
Good. So you finally see it. You're there.
Yeah, we're at the bottom of the waterfall. Everything was awesome. We eat, like, celery sticks. We take a swim, and it was, like, super cold. But we're like, we're in together. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And it was super funny. I think I had a booger coming out of my nose, and he thought it was the funniest thing in the world. Like, that was a trip. It was really good. We got back into the car, great conversation. He asked personal questions like, hey, have you played any instruments? Like, we just were getting to know each other.
So it was fine because you saw the waterfall at the end.
Yeah, it was just in general, like, it was normal on the way back. But I just remember, and I don't even remember being like, why was I so frustrated? Like, I didn't even think about that moment in the forest. In the car later on when we were driving.
Because you had such a good time at the waterfall. And
probably.
Yeah, like, you had a good end to the whole thing.
And I was still, like, unsure. I'm just like, wow, I really don't like that about you. But, like, I've started this thing with you. And I can just, like, get over that. And there was just, like, an indecision on your part. Like, it was fine. It was, like, just trial and error. It was just, like, one of the obstacles every couple faces. Well, to come to find out, it was one of the many. But regardless, like, I didn't know that then.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, shouldn't. No big deal. I just, and honestly, I probably put it on myself as far as, like, I'm a very impatient person. Mm-hmm. Extremely impatient person.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of those moments where I was like, okay, well, possibly God is testing me.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to be more patient. But this was also the start of all of those moments where I realized I need to be more blank. I need to be less blank.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault
at all.
Absolutely not.